Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and I'm here from the Precious Metals Summit in lovely Beaver Creek, Colorado, a place I've been to many times in the past skiing, although my skiing days are well behind me now. It's a matter of personal survival. If nothing else, hey, questions, comments, well, just email me, kl@kerrylutz.com. What do you think of the mining sector? I mean, that's what we're here for today. Hundreds of companies. I'm really pleased to have with us Otis Gold Corp. Craig Lindsay, you are the president and CEO, obviously, and Alan Roberts, you're the vice president of exploration. We don't usually do these interviews with more than one person at a time, but since you're both here, I thought it would be a great idea so you can bring us up to date on the company. Otis, of course, is a sponsor of Financial Survival Network, and you find them at Otis, OTISGold.com. The symbol on the TSX Venture is OOO. Great symbol, by the way. And on the New York, it's OGLDF. Craig, great to have you on the show. You're here. Obviously, you believe in Otis Gold, but you didn't start out as a miner. You're in finance. How'd you wind up getting here? I mean, I know you worked on uranium, energy fuels. I mean, you've been in the mining sector, but now you're in the gold mining biz.
Well, the story goes a little bit deeper than that, actually, Kerry. I started my career in Hong Kong, where when I graduated from the University of British Columbia with a commerce degree, I went out to Hong Kong in 1989 and knocked on doors looking for work and came in there on a Sunday night and was working by Friday. So I started my career in the financial services industry in Hong Kong. I actually was a founder of a high-tech company, which we built up and sold to a Chinese guy by the name of Lee Ka-shing, is one of the wealthiest guys in Asia. So that was a really exciting transaction for me. I moved back to Canada, and it was just a natural thing when you're living in Vancouver, when you're looking to grow your career. Mining is and natural resources and junior markets are a mainstay of our economy. So yes, I started up a uranium company, built that up and sold it to a company called Energy Fuels, which is the largest producer of uranium in the United States, and I immediately moved over to Otis Gold, which I founded 10 years ago, and we're developing gold projects in the great state of Idaho. We're running two projects, the Kilgore Project and the Oakley Project. We're here at Beaver Creek right now, and I can tell you the energy level at this conference is really fantastic. The price of gold, as your listeners probably know, has been finally moving. It's crested $1,400. And the whole excitement in the room here today is the concept of a bull market finally in this sector, which has been extremely downtrodden over the past number of years in a pretty terrible bear market. So it's a time where guys like me who are running a gold company that have nothing but upside in terms of the development of our projects, I think are going to do very well from an investor perspective.
So, Alan, you've been doing this for 25 years.
Attracted you to mining. How did you get hooked?
It's
been really a hobby that I turned into a career as a kid. I was spent my vacation time in southwest England in Cornwall. One of the biggest influences in my life was going down the and into the old Wheel Jane tin mine in Cornwall. So the bug bit early, and since then I've just been oriented as a geologist. Went into the oil and gas industry in Europe. Wasn't really my scene, so in the early 90s I moved across to mining, and I've been in mining since 92. As an exploration geologist, I've traveled the world, worked for different companies. I've worked for a lot of Canadian juniors, but precious metals, and especially gold and silver, have been my focus.
Well, it's interesting how we all wind up where we wind up, you know, the path. It doesn't make any sense when you're doing it, but then when you look back and you connect the dots, like Steve Jobs said, it makes a lot of sense. Craig, you're in Idaho. We think of potatoes in the States when we think of Idaho, and I've been to Boise a number of times, ranches, and, cows, but it's becoming a very favorable mining jurisdiction, isn't it?
Well, sure. I mean, it definitely everyone knows Idaho is a potato state, and let me tell you, if I had as much gold as there are potatoes...
go. But yeah, it's the number five industry in the state. There's a long history of mining in Idaho, very well known for what's called the Silver Valley, so high-grade underground silver mines. There's a significant history of historic mining for gold in the state. Base metals are big. The world's largest open-pit moly mine is based in the state of Idaho, the Thompson Creek Mine, which is now in care and maintenance. Phosphate mining is huge. Open-cast phosphate mines in the state, which are used for fertilizer. So yes, it is a very mining in general is a very large industry in the state, but gold mining in particular is having a bit of a renaissance, and it's not just Otis that's out there. We have a whole range of friendly competitors, from Midas Gold to Liberty Gold, Integra, Revival Gold, who are developing brownfield gold projects in the state. What's exciting, not just the fact that there's a bunch of new companies that are developing gold projects in the state, but we're finally being recognized by institutional investors, strategic investors. Otis was blessed 2 years ago with an investment by a company called Agnico Eagle Mines, which is one of the largest, most well-respected gold mining companies in the world. And we're just one example. There are a whole range of institutional and strategic investors who are putting money into the state. And that stamp of approval, when you start getting that kind of money flowing into the state, is starting to put Idaho on the map from a gold perspective.
So the Kilgore project, which is your flagship project, looked at the PEA at $1,500 gold. There's an IRR of somewhere over north of 50%, which is pretty remarkable for a kind of sleepy mining jurisdiction.
It really is. And what's its? We did publish this PEA about a month ago, and it's great. It's based on our existing resource today. It's only got a 5-year mine life. It's 112,000 ounces of gold a year. Using lofty numbers like $1,500 is one thing. We actually published our numbers being much more conservative, using a $1,300 gold price. The IRR is at $1,300, 34%. $110 million in net present value at $1,300 gold. Low capex. This is a very simple open pit heap leach mining operation. So our capex is about $81 million. That includes working capital. The project as it stands today from an economic perspective is really pretty exciting. But what's more exciting is the fact that that is based on one small 960,000 ounce gold deposit. And it's really the exploration potential stepping out off of that deposit and going after all of the satellite deposits at Kilgore that make it really an exciting story from an investor perspective. And what's interesting about one of the things that differentiates Kilgore from some of our competitors in other locations, we have 100% interest in our project. There's no royalties on the project, and we don't have any neighbors. So the potential to grow the project through staking of new claims is very, very real. In fact, in the last 18 months, we've increased our project footprint by about 33% by the direct staking of federal lode mining claims out of Kilgore.
Impressive. impressive. So, Alan, in developing this project, moving forward, what are your goals?
To secure the financing to go and drill this deposit to make it really what it should be, because right today now is a sub-million ounce resource. I see a much larger resource just around the existing deposit. But over our full land package, we have gold occurrences, which we have not drilled. We have very limited surface testing. We need to complete a lot of exploration work, because I think we're going to show in the future that Kilgore is a mining district of considerable size and prospectivity. And the more we look, I think the more we're going to find.
Yeah, and I'm sure the state of Idaho will be thrilled about it. So there's a little legal hiccup now. Craig, I just want to say that some of the best investment opportunities I have ever personally gotten into always involved what I would call special legal situations. I was a lawyer for a lot of years, so I could analyze these cases and see that the value of a security being artificially depressed by a legal situation that isn't really understood by the market. And that's the kind of situation you're really in now, isn't it?
Yes. And thanks for raising that issue. It has what you're talking about is a complaint that was filed, not against Otis, not against Kilgore itself, but against the U.S. Forest Service in connection with the last permit they issued to our company for the Kilgore project. And it really revolves more around the process that the U.S. Forest Service went through rather than any project specific issues. And that complaint, when I announced it publicly, a lot of guys are not going to go and do that, but I run things a different way. It wasn't a great news story, but I put it out to the market. I felt transparency.
So you're dedicated to transparency.
Thank you. I thought it was material and it should be shared with the market. And it took a bunch of valuation off of the company. So we've been dealing with that a little bit. But at the same time, when we get this process will be resolved, hopefully in our favor this fall. And at that point, there's going to be a significant rebound potentially in the revaluation in the company. There's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines waiting to have that issue resolved. So people who are a little bit bolder, a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more risk-taking, there's definitely an opportunity there to play that. But I really want to focus on the fact that there is an amazing, the fantastic deposit sitting out at Kilgore, and there's a significant amount of exploration potential, and that's the real reason investors should be putting money into this company.
I would just point out that the situation in the district court, circuit courts, you know, without getting into the political aspects, you're in mining, you're in the political spectrum, the political forum. There's nothing you could do about it, but I think you're in the United States Court for the 8th Circuit over there, if I'm not mistaken, or the 7th, one or the other. It doesn't matter. The balance of those courts has shifted dramatically. And
all about jobs and economic, responsible economic development with respect to the environment. So probably smooth sailing ahead. Anyways, fascinating opportunity, fascinating project. Guys, you really should take a look at this. I certainly am. Again, otisgold.com, symbol on the TSX Venture, OOO. And on the New York, it's OGLDF. Hey, Craig, Alan, really appreciate you coming on. It's great talking with you.
Hey, Kerry, thanks a lot for letting me share my story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks very much, Kerry.
Hey, and any questions or comments for Alan or for Craig, just email me, kl@kerrylutz.com. We answer all. Thanks so much, guys. Talk to you again soon.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.